The Palaszczuk government has today announced a massive boost for renewable energy in our part of the world. It's part of a broader push, I guess, across the world, really, this switch to renewable energies and some of those zero emission targets over the next, 20, 30, 50 years, whatever it is. It's a great pleasure to have Minister Mick de Brenny on the line. He is in town today to, I guess, announce and talk some more about this project. First of all, Minister de Brenny, welcome to the King Review.
Well, it's great to be in Cairns. It seems like half the country's here, in fact. Everyone's really enjoying that Queensland is good to go and open for business.
Well, it's you've obviously brought some good weather with you, Minister, because it's been raining all week. So let's hope that beautiful weather stays for, as you said, so many visitors. Restaurants are booked out. It's fantastic to see. Now, this announcement this morning, it is the state's first investment in the Northern Queensland Renewable Energy Zone. I haven't heard too much about this concept. Tell us about today's announcement.
Thanks very much, Gavin. Well, I think I should start by just covering off what is a renewable energy zone. So think of it as a geographic area which has high quality renewable resources. And up here in the far north, we have some of the best wind in the world. Also good resources in terms of solar and suitable topography and land available to support the connection of renewable projects. And so effectively what we do is we connect up all of those renewable energy projects that take on that great wind and solar and connect them to the national electricity market through our transmission lines. And so we're planning to deliver three renewable energy zones across Queensland, one here in the north, one in central Queensland, one in southern Queensland. But what the Premier will announce today is the commencement of work around the Caban wind farm. Now, this is incredibly exciting because what it means is that this is the cornerstone project that will enable the far north Queensland, the North Queensland Renewable Energy Zone, to get underway. And that means this renewable energy zone up here in North Queensland will be the first to start construction, probably the first to come online in the whole of the eastern seaboard. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that we've seen a reduction in power prices, so down 13% over the last 3 years. The regulators forecast a further 8.6% reduction next year for households. And we're going to continue to trend lower on electricity prices for households and businesses. And we're going to achieve that by diversifying our energy mix. And so this new wind farm will support jobs in construction. It's worth about $373 million of investment from the proponent, about 250 jobs for locals in its construction. And it has the ability, when the wind is blowing strong, to power a significant part of the city.
I wanted to talk a little bit about energy security or security of supply. We had a situation here in Cairns only a couple of months ago. There were some storms. It certainly wasn't a cyclone by any measure. And yet power in certain parts of the city were out for a number of days. Obviously, some power lines came down or whatever happened. How does a project like this or the North Queensland Renewable Energy Zone, does that contribute in any way to that security of supply? Because it just seems insane that in, a first world country, despite the tropic zone that we live in, but it just, a situation like that a couple of months ago really drove people mad. And there were a lot of questions asked about how can this happen when there certainly wasn't a cyclone. Does this project contribute in any way to that continuity and security of supply?
Look, I think it's a really great question because security of supply can be impacted by a few things. Firstly, you mentioned severe weather, very regular and frequent occurrence right across Queensland, but particularly around here in far north Queensland. And the other thing that can impinge on security of supply is making sure that you've got diversity in your generation. And so this wind farm will certainly support another string in our bow of diversity of generation. So it also comes off the back yesterday of the announcement of the Kidston Pumped Storage Hydro Project. Mm. So when we've got that wind blowing hard here in North Queensland, the sun shining brightly, we'll be able to kick that pumped storage hydro into gear and then it will operate to deliver dispatchable power right across this North Queensland renewable energy zone when other sources of generation are quite low. Ultimately, though, if there is severe weather and trees do come down on power lines, what we have in Queensland is a publicly owned transmission, and our distribution provider up here, Ergon, part of the Energy Queensland business. They have some workforce up here that are dedicated to getting back out there, getting the power on as quickly as they can. So the two types of supply and two types of security, we need to make sure that we're covering off both of those.
Could you ever see a time when regional customers in Queensland will have a choice of retailers? We've obviously lived with Ergon as the sole provider. It's a debate that has been raging for many, many years, if not decades. Can you ever see a time where, as customers in the southeast get to enjoy, can we ever see competition at the retail level?
Well, that's a really good question as well. So the various analysts have looked at, on behalf of the government, what introducing competition in far north Queensland would do. And the facts are, and the findings of that research, is that they'll actually increase electricity prices. And so with competition in a place like north Queensland, regional Queensland, comes higher prices, not lower prices. So,
and how does that work, Minister? How do you get higher prices if there's increased competition? It normally works the other way.
Yeah, and that's the key and the nub of the question. Up here in the north, of course, the transmission lines are much longer, much further apart. The maintenance of the network, and just in terms of the scale of the customer base, simply isn't what it is in southeast Queensland, where you've got lots and lots of people living very close to where the power is generated, and short distances between each of those consumers. And that scale, that increased level of demand down there, means that the power prices can go lower. So if we introduce competition here, it would mean power prices would come up. And I don't think anyone wants to see increased power prices. We're very pleased that the forecast for the year ahead for Queenslanders is about $119 off your electricity bill this year ahead, and about $109 if you're in a small business. So it's trending in all the right direction, and that's because we have invested in these sorts of renewable energy projects. We're going to keep doing that. This new North Queensland Renewable Energy Zone is going to be key to continued downward pressure on prices. So we'll deliver that. If we left it to competition, it would go the wrong way. It's going the right way right now.
I'm speaking here with Minister Mick DeBrenny. I know you have to run, so I guess to wrap it up, let's take a bit of a helicopter view now. Obviously, a great debate raging certainly at a federal level, but as I said in the intro, around the world, the transition that we're facing, and particularly now talking about the workforce, your philosophy, I guess, on how does Queensland manage that? We're going to see coal mines close down. How does the state ensure that those people in those regions across Queensland don't have mass job losses? How do we make the transition for those workers into the renewable energy sector?
Well, everything that the Palaszczuk government does starts by looking after people first, their communities and the businesses in which they work. We don't think that simply replacing one sort of energy generation, say coal-fired electricity generation, with a different type actually helps grow our economy. You're just replacing one thing for another. And so if we want to grow jobs in manufacturing, we do want to bring more manufacturing back to Queensland and to Australia. If we do want to have a domestic and export renewable hydrogen industry, we're going to need more energy, not less energy. So for the foreseeable future, we'll be adding things like wind farms, pumped storage, hydroelectricity projects right across the state as a way of increasing the amount of energy available. Our traditional generators, our thermal generators, they're going to continue to provide that very significant base load. They might change how they operate a bit, become a little bit more agile, but we certainly don't believe that the answer to Queensland's future prosperity is to simply close all of those down. So we think there's a place for those significant publicly owned assets. They might perform differently than they are now, but that workforce will still be required to help those pieces of equipment perform in different ways. They might burn less coal, but they're going to still provide an important part of the energy network. So our focus is on energy diversity, more energy that enables load attraction, which in layman's terms is more big, heavy manufacturing here in Queensland, which is labour intensive, which equals jobs. That's the key. That's the pathway to prosperity from Queensland. That'll help us get to our renewable energy target. It'll help us decarbonise industries like manufacturing and mining. That'll sustain the resources and mining sector for generations to come. So that's all part of the plan that we're laying out. And you know, at the moment and for the foreseeable future is delivering results. And so my message is to the workforce in those regional communities, we will look after them first and foremost.
Well, it's a great answer. Very sensible approach. Minister Mick de Brenny, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me in Cairns.